This is Michael Josephson of the Josephson Institute of Ethics. I suspect all of us have been hurt in deep and lasting ways by the words or acts of another person. It's normal in such situations to feel hostility toward, be angry with, and make negative judgments about the person who hurt us. If we continue to think we were right to be offended, the tendency is to carry the hurt and resentment in the form of a grudge. Usually, this causes us far more unhappiness than the person we're mad at. Some religions speak of forgiveness as a moral duty, others simply as a worthy virtue, and still others impose certain preconditions on wrongdoers before they are entitled to be forgiven. But whatever your religious views, it's clear to psychologists that the ability to forgive is closely correlated to happiness and mental health. Some people refuse to even entertain the idea of forgiveness because they don't think the person they resent deserves to be forgiven. Others don't want to appear to be condoning or excusing the conduct, and they certainly don't want to reconcile with the person. The essence of forgiveness is a voluntary decision to abandon the continuing resentment, to choose to let go of anger, to move on. It does not require or imply condoning, excusing, or forgetting, nor does it require that the forgiver reestablish relationships with the wrongdoer. According to Dr. Ben Dean, the capacity to forgive is related to the character strength of empathy. People who can empathize with the offender and see things from the perspective of that person are better able to forgive. He also says that the older we get, the more forgiving we're likely to become. We usually get wiser, too. Maybe it's wise to forgive. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.